We're out now.
Thanks,
so
Pete.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for your music. Thanks for your speech today. And thanks to everybody for listening. If we did this show over again, probably all the cuts would be different. This is not the definitive look at bluegrass of the last 40 years, but it was a lot of fun to do it, and it was really fun to do it with you. And so this is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. It's time now for Terrasonic. Take it away, Joel.
Welcome to Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel Davis, your host for the next hour, bringing you the best sounds from all around on a gloomy, gray, and a very wet Saturday afternoon here on the Colorado Front Range. But plenty of music to give you, well, joy on this day, whatever you think of it. And, of course, 1998, the year we're featuring this week on KGNU's 40 Years and 40 Weeks Countdown, and 1997, actually. And it was a very big year for me personally in music. I'll tell you a little bit more about it in the break. Let's just get to it right now on Terrasonic on Listener Powered KGNU.
حي على الصلاة
the lily.
Yeah.
ثاني فما توخ دراق همول يا مد القادر فارس محضراق
سادي بالوالي جاني فما توخ دراق همول يا مد القادر فارس محضراق
همول يا مد القادر
يا فارس محضراق
أموني عبد الخاضر
يا فارس الخضراء
أموني عبد الخاضر
يا فارس الخضراء
أموني عبد الخاضر
يا فارس الخضراء
minutes past the hour here at Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel Davis, in with you this Saturday and most every Saturday, noon to one, on listener-supported KGNU. Thanks for joining me as the rain falls here on the Colorado Front Range. Hopefully we don't get too much. Let's keep those streams and rivers in their banks, but otherwise we'll take the moisture. Began the program with music from the Radio and Television Symphony Orchestra of Bosnia-Herzegovina from Bismillah, highlights from the Fez Festival of World Sacred Music. And that record came out in 1997, the featured year in KGNU's 40 Years and 40 Weeks countdown this week. And that record, very special to me because it was the first album I ever produced, and I had the honor and the thrill of actually recording that song in Fez, Morocco in 1996. And it was quite an experience and is just really one major milestone along a path full of them, a path that began with my walking through the doors here at KGNU back in 1990. So that one has a very special place in my heart. After that, also from 1997, from the soundtrack to the film 100% Arabica, it was Nasira Baloumri, also from Morocco, and a track called La Ruby. And then Nicodemus from his new album, A Long Engagement, on his own Wonder Wheel Recordings label. We heard Mystic Mole featuring Inov Gnawa, a band inspired, of course, by the Gnawa music of Morocco. They are based in New York City. In the background right now, it's Hayvanlar Alemi from Visions of a Psychedelic Ankara and Super FM Dub from Glitterbeat Records. Fellow KGNU DJ Cal Huss turned me on to that one. Our quarterly KGNU Community Radio and Lion's Lair Short Showcase takes place on June 9th at the Lion's Lair on Colfax in Denver, celebrating 40 years of making waves with artists Reverb and The Verse, Pythian Whispers, Get Along, and Council of Word, all performing live that night. I will be providing the house music in between sets. That's June 9th at the Lion's Lair, 21 and up. And it's a benefit for KGNU. So come on out, let's rock out, let's hang out, and make a little dough to keep KGNU going. 303-442-4242. If you'd like to get in touch, it's Terrasonic on KGNU. Thank you.
Thank you. Aita de kanchi, ola yo kanchi. Everybody roll it to the kanchi. Believe me, everybody dancing kanchi, kanchi. Aita de kanchi, ola yo kanchi. Everybody roll it to the kanchi. Calypso, they no one no stupidness. Calypso nyan get the blue, where everybody running to the country. Bobo, they no one no calypso, they no one no stupidness. Calypso nyan get the blue, where everybody running to the country. Me tell you, everybody dancing conscious, conscious, night and day conscious. See them all they break away, everybody rolling to the country. Oh, oh. You know a little girl named Nora, her drunken sister was Iris. Then they got a tower one named Flora, see them all they jumping on the country. Oh, oh. Got a little girl named Nora, her drunken sister was Iris. Then they got a tarawan named Flora, see them all they jumping on the country. Everybody dancing, everybody dancing. Night and day, country, everybody rolling on the country. Brown was prancing, win his stupidness. We asked him what he was dancing, the bugger say he dancing the country. Sing again. Khaki Brown was prancing, win his stupidness. We asked him what he was dancing, the bugger say he dancing the country. Sing the song, everybody dancing, la, everybody dancing, la. Night and day, country, everybody running to the country. Whoa, whoa. Willie and the girl get off the truck and he beat her up with his fist. Fellow say as soon as he turn his back, the woman dancing in the country. Oh, Willie and the girl get off the truck and he beat her up with his fist. Fellow say as soon as he turn his back, the woman dancing in the country. Believe me, everybody dancing, everybody dancing. They no one no calypso. They no one no stupidness. Calypsonian get the blue for everybody dancing in the country. Go go, they no one calypso. They no one no stupidness. Calypsonian get the blue for everybody running in the country. Believe me. A little girl named Nora, her drunken sister was Iris. Then they got a tarawan named Flora, see them all they jumping on the country. Bow, me know a little girl named Nora, her drunken sister was Iris. Then they got a tarawan named Flora, see them all they jumping on the country. Believe me, everybody dancing, country, country, night and day, country. See them all they break away. Everybody running to the country.
.1236 at Listener Powered KGNU. You're listening to Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel Davis. Thanks for joining me. We just heard Conscious Conscious by 99-year-old Walter Gavitt Ferguson from Costa Rica. A humble soul and living legend, a Calypsonian of mythical proportions, rooted like an old tree on the Caribbean shore. He has never left his hometown to look for fame. Instead, fame came looking for him. Throughout 8 decades, rumors of his musical gifts have attracted people from near and far. But many years before that, Ferguson used to sell his legendary self-recorded cassettes to travelers and music lovers from all around the globe. He never kept a copy for himself, and as he aged, he started to forget many of his old compositions. So a recently started international tape hunt was able to locate 9 such tapes in Canada and rescue 50 of his forgotten songs. Volume 1 of this tropical treasure is coming out on June 20th from Les Disques Bongo Joe, a label based in Geneva, Switzerland. So pretty cool stuff there from Walter Gavitt Ferguson from apparently the Caribbean coast of Costa Rica. Before that, from Hungary, Bete cover or re-editing Camila Costa's Ponto de das Caboclas, and Yaman from the Botanas Yaman EP on the Shika Shika label, Miniyamba, featuring Mina and Hajna. Right now in the background, it is Midnight Lab Band, The Forgotten Champ, Chant, revisited by Los Fulanos from Names You Can Trust. Remixes, a compilation from the Names You Can Trust label. KGNU's Dining on Air takes place tonight from 6 to 9. It's a special sort of sound lab, 3-hour sound lab music program that's providing a soundtrack to dinner parties taking place across the Front Range, all celebrating KGNU, raising some money for KGNU. The hosts, their guests, and KGNU's listening audience are welcome to send song requests ahead of time to dave@kgnu.org, or just call the studio line during the show, 303-442-4242. That's KGNU's Dining on Air tonight from 6 to 9. Let's get into this groove and back to the music on Terrasonic on KGNU.
kalena sima wamyana
Si amo es
11 and a half minutes before the top of the hour here at Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music is nearing the landing strip. Still a little ways to go, though. We'll try to make it a slow approach. Just heard a new track from Nato. Nato is Anthony Guillet, an artist and producer based in Paris. And his latest track is called Bamba. He puts that out through his Bandcamp page. Before Nato, it was Midnight Lab Band from the Names You Can Trust Remixes collection. And in the background right now, it is brand new music from Sound Voyage from their forthcoming release En Route to Thailand, and a song called Wong Futura. Sound Voyage is Nico Schabel of Radio Citizen and the Express Brass Band, and Tom Weiland is part of Seven Samurai, Trans Europa Express, and other projects. And together they travel the world in search of new rhythm and sound inspirations. The first Sound Voyage stop is Southeast Asia. They dropped a two-track single about a year and a half ago. These tracks appear on this record, and it's good stuff, nice stuff from Sound Voyage. This program is presented by the KGNU Listener and by Swallow Hill Music, presenting Angelique Kidjo's Remain in Light and Femi Kuti and the Positive Force at Denver Botanic Gardens on Thursday, August 9th. Complete information can be found at concerts.botanicgardens.org. And that certainly looks to be a good show. Angelique Kidjo recreating Talking Heads' Remain in Light in her Pan-African style. J-Dub coming up at the top of the hour, following headlines from the BBC with Reggae Bloodlines. 3 hours of the best in reggae music. At 4 o'clock, 2 hours of the best in African music on African Roots. And at 6 o'clock, BBC and Sound Lab both preempted, giving way to KGNU's Dining on Air tonight, a fundraiser and birthday celebration of KGNU. Dave Ashton will be holding it down at our Denver studio as a series of dinner parties in support of KGNU and celebration of KGNU taking place across the Front Range. It should be pretty cool. Check it out, 6 to 9 tonight for Dining on Air. Still more time to pack the tracks in, so let's do just that on Terrasonic on KGNU.
Jerusalem, Monagur, Milu, Kafet sunma harin barin garar sunma sobe Nasun yurla dere urma nafer Yankai Yeruzalem mota kubi ufma Deyma dusum nasofi Deynul lintum minyo
Jogal jogal sunma harin yuval yuval sunma hafer Nasun yurla
top of the hour here, Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music, coming in for a landing on this week's trip. Hope you enjoyed the program. We just heard a couple of tracks from 1997, our featured year here on KGNU's 40 Years and 40 Weeks Countdown. We heard from Musafir, the Gypsies of Rajasthan, and a track called Kalio. And I had the pleasure of working with that band a couple of years after this record was released. We'll get to that in a couple of weeks when we get to 1999. Before that, Monks of Karamoussa from Karamoussa Monastery in Senegal. Direct link to the abbey, whose name I currently forget, in France. It's sort of the home of Gregorian chant, and you hear that melding of Gregorian chant and some African rhythms, and I did have the pleasure and great experience of producing that record for Sounds True back in 1997 as I was getting into the music biz. And in the background right now, also from 1997, from Raz Messinai, better known as Badawi. This is a track called Yashar from the album Jerusalem Under Fire. Stay tuned. Coming up at the top of the hour, we've got headlines from the BBC, followed by J-Dub with Reggae Bloodlines. And you can also you can get a podcast of today's show. You can stream it. You can check the playlist at afterfm.com/Terrasonic. AfterFM is KGNU's 24/7 streaming music channel with archived programs, interviews, live performances, and much more. AfterFM.com. You'll find an archive for Terrasonic at mixcloud.com/Terrasonic, and you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Terrasonic Radio. And reach us anytime, terrasonic@gmail.com. This has been Terrasonic on listener-supported KGNU Community Radio for the Front Range and beyond. Enjoy the rest of your rainy weekend, and stay tuned for Reggae with J-Dub coming up next.
Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. Prince Harry has married his American fiancée, Meghan Markle, watched by 600 guests in St. George's Chapel, Windsor, and hundreds of millions of TV viewers around the world. The Archbishop of Canterbury officiated at the ceremony.
In the presence of God and before this congregation, Harry and Meghan have given their consent and made their marriage vows to each other. They have declared their marriage by the joining of hands and by the giving and receiving of rings. I therefore proclaim that they are husband and wife.
The ceremony reflected Miss Markle's mixed-race heritage as well as British tradition and pageantry. An American Episcopal bishop, Michael Curry, gave an impassioned address quoting the US civil rights leader Martin Luther King, and a black gospel choir sang Stand By Me. Here's our royal correspondent, Johnny Diamond.
We heard in this sort of stream over the last 10 weeks of wedding announcements, little indications that things were going to be different. A different cake, different singers. This was an absolute marriage of very traditional and really modern. And you noticed it. You noticed youth, you noticed diversity. You know, the sound of that address by Bishop Curry, it was a completely different sound from most royal weddings. And it was a definite attempt, I think, to drag the family into the 21st century, drag them into the Instagram age, make them reflect more as well what Britain is, a diverse country.
Following the ceremony, the couple were driven around the town of Windsor in a horse-drawn carriage, waving to the tens of thousands of well-wishers. Prince Harry later drove his bride in an E-Type Jaguar to an evening event for close family and friends nearby. Cuban investigators examining the site of a plane crash in which more than 100 people were killed say they have found one of the aircraft's black box data recorders. It's said to be in good condition. Only three passengers survived the crash in the capital Havana. All are critically injured. Cuba is observing 2 days of national mourning. The new leader of the Catalan parliament, Quim Torra, has named his regional government and included two former ministers jailed by Madrid for backing independence from Spain. Another two appointees are in exile in Belgium. The move could still be blocked by the government in Madrid. Electra Naismith reports.
The decision by Quim Torra to name two jailed former ministers in his cabinet sends the Catalan saga in a new direction. The government in Madrid had warned him that his administration should be both legal and viable. Only yesterday, it said it's common sense to know that you can't carry out the duties of a minister from jail. It seems Mr. Torra was undeterred. The Spanish Prime Minister, Mariano Rajoy, signed off on the appointment of the Catalan separatist as the region's leader and agreed to meet him. Now they'll certainly have something to talk about.
World News from the BBC. The Kenyan president, Uhuru Kenyatta, says an agreement has been reached on how the country's oil revenue will be shared, allowing small-scale exports to begin within weeks. The first oil deposits were found near Lake Turkana in 2012, but production timelines have been under threat as local communities pushed for a greater share of the profits. A controversial hydroelectric plant in the state of Jammu and Kashmir has been inaugurated by the Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. As Anbarasanity Rajan reports, Pakistan is concerned its water supplies will be disrupted.
India and Pakistan have been sparring over Kashmir for decades, and now water sharing is adding to the tension. A number of rivers which originate from the Himalayan glaciers on the Indian side traverse Pakistan's most populous Punjab province. These rivers offer Pakistan a lifeline, but India started building dams across some of these waterways, saying it needed to produce hydro.